Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of hope. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of the Book of Psalms, chapter 72. Endow the king with your justice, O God, the royal son with your righteousness. May he judge your people in righteousness, your afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he be like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth. In his days, may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight. Long may he live, may gold from Sheba be given him, may people ever pray for him and bless him all day long. May grain abound throughout the land, on the top of the hills may it sway. May the crops flourish like Lebanon and thrive like the grass of the field. May his name endure forever, may it continue as long as the sun. Then all nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed. Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse.
In this psalm, David expresses his longing for a king that will bring God's ultimate hope of a world set right. He's anxious for a king who will lead God's people in all of the Lord's ways. He longs for a ruler that will bring the gospel or good news proclamation and also foster moral transformation of all societies. No earthly ruler like this fully exists, of course, but at Christmas, we celebrate the one and only king who checks every box on the list. Jesus is the only one who can live up to the hope that Psalm 72 holds out for us. The plague of human existence is only fully cured by the God who sets things right, the God who is just. And society desperately needs everything that Psalm 72 expresses. And while we're very aware of how we come up short, at Christmas, we don't just remember Jesus first appearing. We also have a great hope in Jesus' return to reign and fully realize the promises baked in to Psalm 72. At the same time, we also know that even now, Jesus lives and reigns in every heart that will allow him to sit on the throne. Jesus reigns through people who have turned their lives over to him, who are led by his Spirit and are committed to working for his purposes. So may each of us be inspired by the vision of this psalm and allow the Lord to work, to reign through us, as the psalm says, to care for the weak, to care for the needy, to deliver the afflicted, to rescue the oppressed from violence, to save the children and judge with righteousness. Let our lives and our actions be wrapped up in that vision so that through us, more of this heavenly hope would be realized on earth until Jesus returns. In this next moment of quiet, invite God to fill you with this hopeful vision of things set right. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song, "He Has Come For Us, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen," by Meredith Andrews, by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you be renewed in the hope of God's promises and strengthened with faith for today.